a golf ball. And remember Joseph Stalin's famous quote, "It is not who votes that matters, it is who counts the votes." And we can no longer permit private, partisan companies like Diebold and ESNS, with a CEO at Diebold that said, "I am committed to delivering the electoral votes of Ohio to the president in 2004, and then he did. We will no longer permit Triad to count our votes in secrecy with no transparency, no auditable trail, and no accountability. We can never again let thousands of African American voters be disenfranchised, intimidated, and suppressed in their vote on election day.
Susan Truitt, co-founder of CASE, Ohio Citizens Alliance for Secure Elections. CASE, Ohio. Check them out at www.casecase.org. This is a rally to count every vote in Ohio yesterday.
Hi.
Was it the... Vern Riff, Center for Government in the Arts, right downtown.
On this from the beginning, working hard to organize the events in Washington this coming Thursday. Tim Carpenter from the Progressive Democrats of America. Tim. Good afternoon, Ohio. We're Progressive Democrats of America. People wonder where the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is, and you're here today to send a loud and clear message that the Democratic wing of our party is reaching out to the Green Party, to the independents, to make sure that every vote counts. This isn't just about party labels, it's about democracy. And I bring you greetings. I am from Massachusetts. Tonight we will be gathering in Massachusetts to support your efforts in Ohio. We thank you. We'll be gathering in San Francisco tonight to support your efforts. And as we gather here today to send off the busloads from Ohio, we thank you. And the small piece that the Progressive Democrats has had in this struggle, and we're very proud to walk with Reverend Jackson and Congresswoman Tubbs Jones and Congressmember Conyers, is to send a loud and clear message that this is one step and a long journey to make sure that we have true election reform, that the Green Democrats and the Green Party and the Libertarian Party will work together to bring meaningful reform. Regardless of what happens in the next 72 hours, this is just the beginning. We will continue to organize and we will continue to mobilize until we get a constitutional amendment supported by Jesse Jackson Jr. to guarantee our constitutional right to vote. So that we have farmers and teachers will go to Washington. We're going to organize and mobilize until the Congress looks like this hall that's here. And I have to ask you to do something even more than all that you've done with your dollars and your energies. In the next 72 hours, the Progressive Democrats of America are asking all of you to go that extra mile. We want you to go to pdamerica.org. One click of the mouse, and you can send five letters to the five senators that we've targeted in Washington. Already, Senator Feingold said he's heard enough from us already, that we jammed his fax lines and his email. He hasn't seen anything yet. How many of you in this room will not only go to the PDA website and send five letters, but will call five of your friends today and ask them to do the same thing? Raise your hand. How many of you will set your alarm clocks on Thursday and begin to call the Senate switchboard every hour on the hour on Thursday and talk to Senator Kennedy and talk to Senator Feingold and Senator Boxer and ask them if they're going to have the courage to stand with Congressman Conyers and to stand with Congressmember Jesse Jackson Jr. and to stand with Congresswoman Shirley Tubbs Jones? So I ask you to please write down this number or to remember it, to memorize it, to take it home. You've made that commitment. Now go out and actualize it. Call 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Let's burn that wire all day on Thursday. We leave here today committed to work to organize with you in the next 72 hours. We will be moving collectively. Everybody you see on this stage and Reverend Jackson, we'll be gathering at 10 o'clock in the morning at Lafayette Park in Washington. Tell your friends, your neighbors, get on the bus, get on a plane, come to Washington, and march with us to the U.S. Senate chambers. We've just begun the fight. We thank you. We look for you in the streets. We look for you in the suites. Organize, mobilize. We will make a difference. This truly is a Rainbow Coalition, and we are proud to be a partner of it. And I, too, want to thank David Cobb and the Green Party for their leadership, and all of you today for all that you've done and all that you've built to. Thank you.
Tim, we are really honored today to have a very special guest with us. This isn't the first time that there's been election fraud. It's not the first time that an election's been stolen. And we have someone here with some first-hand experience in that subject, the former First Lady of the State of Ohio, Dagmar Celeste. Let's welcome her.
You're listening to the coverage of the rally to count every vote in Columbus, Ohio yesterday. Coverage by WZRD Chicago.
Thank you.
And this lady has a lot of
Thank
popping in the mic, so brace
here.
Yourself.
Thank you to the Rainbow Coalition for having had the courage to come to the heart of it all and call the question. And we're not going to rest, as speakers have said before, until we get what we deserve here and across this country and around the world, because we are connected. And I was just saying, you know, isn't it amazing how we need each other like a piece of bread? Who would have thought that what happened in the Ukraine, and thank you for wearing orange, that what happened in the Ukraine was going to make such a difference to us right here in Ohio. Now, what he was referring to was that in 1978, some of you may be old enough to remember that election, we lost the governor's race. But we didn't. We lost the governor's race in Dayton, Ohio, headquarter of Diebold Company. And we lost the election in black Democratic precincts in Dayton, Ohio, because somehow mysteriously enough black people supposedly chose not to vote the top of the ticket. Now, we knew there was something rotten about that, but we didn't know what. And now we're starting to find out. And you know, the good news is that it's coming up. And the bad news is that we like keep up. We have to keep up with what's coming up here. And it's ugly, and it's nasty, and it's dangerous, and it's going to be very, very difficult for some people to acknowledge that America is neither the oldest, nor the fairest, nor the largest democracy on this earth, and that we have a while to go to come up with an electoral system that makes sense, that is fair, that isn't controlled by elected officials, partisanly elected officials. We need to do what we need to do to make sure that if we're going to have Secretary of States who have that kind of power, that they, just like federal officials and federal employees, are not permitted to participate in partisan politics. I mean, we're turning out for some little bureaucrat in the bottom of the federal bureaucracy, in the bottom of the state bureaucracy, has to be good enough for the Secretary of State of Ohio. Now, you know, this guy thinks he's going to be governor next. Now, we're going to maybe not win this battle right away, but we're sure the hell are not going to let him move on the laurels of this kind of... Now, when Jimmy Carter, some of you remember him, don't you? Nobel Peace Prize winner. When Jimmy Carter was asked why the Carter Institute is now being asked to monitor American elections, he said, "We could never monitor American elections." And he was asked by the reporter, "Well, why not?" He said, "Look, none of the criteria that we apply to the rest of the countries that we go to and monitor apply in America. We don't have a proportional system. We don't have a centralized enough system. There's no way to monitor the system, so we are staying out of it." Now that has to change, my friends. What I'd like you to just do for a second, because the Reverend isn't here yet anyway, is to just close your eyes and take a deep breath, a really deep breath. And remember that you're going to need all the breathing you can learn to do. You're going to need it for meditation. You're going to need it for contemplation. You're going to need it for recreation. You're simply going to need it to stay alive long enough and to speak out for what you want and for what you need. And when you close your eyes now and take this deep breath again, I want you to be as honest as you can and ask yourself, why are you here? Are you here because you hate George Bush? Are you here because you love Dick Cheney? Are you here because why? Why are you here? Who are you? Ask yourself, who are you? And most important of all, ask yourself, what do you really want to come from this? Because this is a lot of people to start something really big. And Ohio is the heart of it all. And we're not going to let more values be stolen from us, just like motherhood was stolen from us, and the flag was stolen from us, and our elections are stolen from us. It's got to stop. It's got to stop right here. Right here. So if you know what it is you want, and you have one or two people with you today that you can share that with, that's all it takes. Trust me, from somebody who has been in elections, won them and lost them, it doesn't take as much as you think to actually organize a movement, especially when the cause is just. Viktor Frankl, who is a personal friend, well, he died, but he's a Holocaust survivor, he was a personal friend, said in his writing, "What is to give light must endure burning. What is to give light must endure burning." This is a dark, dark time. We need all the light we can get in your community, in the black community. You've got a wonderful little song, right? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." And it's going to grow, and it's going to become a transforming fire. And the more honest you can be with yourself, the more honesty you can expect from your leaders. Because let's face it, do we really want to know the truth? Do we really want to know the truth? Because if we do, how does it go? The truth will set you free. Now that's a frightening place to be. That's no easy place to be for those of you who have broken free of the chains of the past, of the change of bad relationships, or of the change of drug addictions, or of the change of all kinds of things that we had to break through before we could even get into this room, because whoever is in this room today is a selected, elected few that are called to lead this nation back home. So make sure you know what you want. Do you want 50 new Secretary of States around the country?
Yes.
If yes, that's not so difficult. That's easier than getting a president.